Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Recently, Democrats have been going on and on about how Donald Trump is somehow a threat to democracy. This student from Oxford gave an absolutely incredible speech about how Democrats are the real threat to democracy, and he did it in Nancy Pelosi's face. She even responded a couple times. Take a look.
Before COVID, intelligence services colluded with big tech to have Trump suspended off Twitter. Yes, the same platform which hosted the Taliban and Ayatollah Death to Israel Khomeini, they thought the president crossed the line when he tweeted on Jan 6th, quote, "Remain peaceful, no violence, respect the law and our great men and women in blue." That's a quote. You may be thinking now that Trump is a populist. You are right. He didn't accept the 2020 elections, and he should have. So should Hillary in 2016, so should Brussels, and so should Westminster in 2016, and so too should Congresswoman Pelosi, instead of saying the 2016 election was, quote, hijacked. Quote, hijacked.
It was.
Thank you.
What about the mainstream media? Let me read you some mainstream media headlines. The New Yorker, the day before the 2016 election. The case against democracy. The Washington Post, the day after the election. The problem with our government is democracy. The LA Times, June 2017. The British election is a reminder of the perils of too much democracy. Vox, June 2017. The two eminent political scientists say the problem with democracy is voters. New York Times, June 2017. The problem with participatory democracy is the participants. Mainstream media elites are part of a class who don't just disdain populism, they disdain the people. If the Democrats had put half their energy into delivering for the people, Trump wouldn't even have a chance in 2024. He shouldn't have a chance. You've had power for 4 years. From the fabricated Steele dossier to trying to take him off the ballot in both Maine and Colorado, the Democrats are the anti-Democrat party. All we need now is the Republicans to come out as the pro-monarchist party. Ladies and gentlemen, populism is not a threat to democracy, but I'll tell you what is. It's elites ordering social media to censor political opponents. It's police shutting down dissenters, be it anti-monarchists in this country or gender-critical voices here, or last week in Brussels, the National Conservative movement. I'll tell you what is a threat to democracy. It's Brussels, DC, Westminster, the mainstream media, big tech, big pharma, corporate collusion, and the Davos cronies. The threat to democracy comes from those who write off ordinary people as deplorable. The threat to democracy comes from those who smear working people as racist. The threat to democracy comes from those who write off working people as populists. And I'll say one last thing. This populist age can be brought to an end at the snap of a finger. All that needs to be done is for elites to start listening to, respecting, and, God forbid, working for ordinary people. Thank you.
So you can't not watch that speech as a conservative and not get a little bit hyped up. This is why conservatives need to be prepared, because when and it doesn't have to be anything crazy. You don't have to be as rote as that guy. He obviously had a good speech written down, but just a few talking points of no, Conservatives and Trump and MAGA Republicans, they're not the threat to democracy. There's actually some very, very consistent things in the world that we've kind of seen throughout history that are threats to democracy. And it happens to be that Joe Biden and Democrats are the ones doing all of those things. The reason why Biden, though, is the gaslighter in chief is because of the simple fact that everything they claim that Trump will do if he is elected didn't happen in his first term. In fact, a lot of what he claims Donald Trump will do, Joe Biden is actively doing as he's president. It turns out that we already know what Trump is like as a president. You hear Joe Biden over and over again. If Donald Trump gets into, sorry, this is such a bad Biden, it wasn't really a Biden voice, but I'm not going to even try it because I don't want to mock an old man, but he says things like, if Donald Trump is going to be in office, this is going to happen and this is going to happen and democracy is going to erode. And it's like, dude, we had him as president for 4 years. We already know what a Trump presidency is like. On the other hand, though, we have also had a Biden presidency for almost 4 years right now. And with the media and the progressive cult behind him, some people could be fooled and think that he's somehow protecting democracy. But for the vast majority of people, you look at your life between Biden and Trump, you think to yourself, have unelected bureaucrats become more powerful under Trump or under Biden? And the answer is Biden every time. Also, if you put Biden on paper, this includes the policy, like his bad policies that aren't necessarily threats to democracy, as well as his literal threats to democracy. If you put him on paper, Biden is so awful. Again, if he's dressed up, you have the progressive cult behind him. He's got celebrities that are protecting him, media. There's some people that could be fooled, especially because your average day American isn't that into politics. So I'm trying to give the benefit of the doubt to those people who think that Biden maybe has done a decent job. I think they're a little crazy, but there's so much working against them that I understand that could happen. But what I'm saying is Biden on paper is absolutely horrendous for democracy or anything. Like it doesn't matter. He just sucks at his job. Bad policies aside, Biden and the left try to overturn democracy every single day by suppressing information, censoring conservatives, barring Republicans from ballot. Again, these are things that he is claiming Trump is going to do, but Biden is actively doing them. He's barring Republicans from ballots, like Trump trying to put Trump in jail through his DOJ, expanding the bureaucracy outside of elected officials, like the vax mandate. We have the Department of Education, etc. All the three-letter agencies. Also, speaking of bureaucracy in America, many people have pointed out that America is in fact not a democracy. And the way that people say that sometimes is incorrect, but in one sense, they're totally correct. We are a republic. However, at the same time, a republic is a type of democracy. But the reason why I bring that up is because the reason why a republic is so much more robust than a democracy, and the Founding Fathers wrote extensively on this. I mean, the Federal Papers, the Federalist Papers just alone, they speak to this. But the reason why a republic is so much more powerful than a democracy is because we have elected officials that are then accountable to the people, and they're the ones that make the decisions for Americans. The problem is, and what Democrats want, and this goes all the way back to FDR and Woodrow Wilson, and it comes all the way up the ladder to what we have right now with Joe Biden, is that instead of our elected representatives who we can keep accountable, they can do something awful for 2 years, 4 years, sure, 6 years as a senator, but bureaucrats cannot be held accountable. And what you'll notice through every single Democrat president, again, from Woodrow Wilson all the way to Joe Biden, is that instead of giving power to elected representatives, they just want to keep aggrandizing the bureaucracy because those people cannot be held accountable. Jerome Powell is not held accountable in the same way that Joe Biden is. Neither is Mayorkas, neither is the head of the DOJ, neither is the head of the Department of Education, any of those people. This is why true conservatives oppose most three-letter agencies and remind other people that we are, in fact, a republic, not a majoritarian democracy. Because in a majoritarian democracy, which is what most progressives wish we had because they want to ban they want to get rid of the Electoral College, is that the majority rules. But our founding fathers understood that the majority rules is a horrible idea. It's a horrible idea, and it's because they can then cudgel the minorities into submission and things go awry. Speaking of that, by the way, before we go on to the next part, I want to talk about in a little bit about how Andrew Cuomo defended Donald Trump, actually, and him being convicted. I do want to talk briefly about my new book, a new cult. This, honestly, I enjoyed writing this so much because it goes into exactly what we were just talking about, how progressives have tried to take over America through the entertainment industry, through the media, through businesses, through, you know, the Department of Education and all the rest. So go check out my new book, A New Cult, on Amazon today. Now, going on to Andrew Cuomo, obviously one of the biggest indicators of a strong republic is the justice system. And everyone knows how corrupt ours was with Trump being convicted, but Andrew Cuomo, the former governor of New York, no less, was on Bill Maher's show and actually defended Trump. Take a look at this clip.
The trials in New York, you had Florida, Georgia, and two in New York. The two trials in New York, New Yorkers said, 66% said the justice system is politicized. And there's nobody in New York who likes Trump. And still, 66% said the justice system is politicized. That's why I think he's not paying the same price for these verdicts, because they believe it is political. And you want to talk about a threat to democracy. When you have this country believing you're playing politics with the justice system, and you're trying to put people in jail or convict them for political reasons, then we have a real problem.
Well, and I... I saw two stories in the paper today about the election. One is that Biden is slightly pulled ahead, although not in the states where it's going to matter, but nationally, which was news to me. And then the second one was fundraising. The trial in New York, the one he got convicted for, was the greatest fundraising bonanza ever. He was lagging behind Biden, and now he's pulled quite a bit ahead. That trial was the greatest reason people had to send their checks for $5, $10, $25, whatever dollars to Donald Trump.
Yeah.
So this is the honesty from Democrats that we're missing. You can hate Donald Trump, sure. I get it. Some people hate Donald Trump. I don't personally hate him. I think that he was a good president for, you know, 3 of the 4 years. I didn't agree with everything he did during COVID, but overall, definitely the best president of this century, as Vivek Ramaswamy has put it. You can hate him, though. I understand. You can say you won't vote for him. Sure, there's other options on the table. Again, I think you're a little crazy, but you could say that. But what you cannot say is that this conviction wasn't a sham. And the reason why I say that is because the consensus across the line with honest actors is so unbelievably close. People are, they agree on this, unless they're a bad actor or just insanely politically motivated. But even Andrew Cuomo, who had so many problems with Donald Trump, is saying that this conviction was a sham. Now, I don't believe in the tyranny of the majority, as I talked about earlier. I just don't believe in that crap. Just because the majority believes something doesn't make it true. So I'm not saying that. However, when it comes to politics, because we are the people who vote, knowing that the majority believes something is important, practically speaking. Again, I'm not saying that it means that it's right or wrong. I'm just saying, practically speaking, it means something for our country. So what they're saying in this, when he says 66% of people in New York, a liberal state, believe that this was politically motivated, I think that is substantial. Because, again, we are the... I'm talking it's substantial in terms of what's going to happen with the election. Because regardless of if it's right or wrong, I personally think the people are right on this one. I'm obviously part of that 66%. But regardless if they're right or wrong, this is going to have an effect on what happens in the election. So how will this affect the ballot? I want to talk about this. Bill Maher brought up fundraising, which is huge. It's not everything. Money's not everything, but it's huge. They will definitely be using this money mostly in October, November, as they should, to really get the word out, not about, you know, people know who Trump and Biden are, but to get the word out specifically on turnout. And I think Trump and Republicans are going to make a pivot on this, because for a long time, Republicans were saying, oh, ballot harvesting's evil. But the reality is we're stuck with it. It's here. So I hope and pray that the Trump campaign is going to use this money to galvanize small cadres of people in those swing districts, especially in Pennsylvania, Arizona, to make sure that not only are the elections fair, but that there's fantastic turnout. If they have to do ballot harvesting, they can do it. It's legal. The Democrats are going to do it. They have to do it. I hope they'll use this money to do that. So that's one side of it. But the other thing I have to say about the chances of Trump winning is in connection with what Andrew Cuomo said. And it's this: people being polled is one thing. Despite Biden being an absolutely horrible president, I think that people are still just a little more comfortable with telling people that they're going to vote for Biden, or maybe not that they're going to vote for Biden, but they're strongly considering voting for Biden over Trump. Again, it's crazy to me. I feel a lot more comfortable saying I'm voting for Trump. I think if I had to look someone in the eyes and say I'm voting for Biden, I think I would, it would be like the most humiliating thing in the world, because he's just been so gosh darn awful for everybody. But I don't think that's where Americans are at. I think they actually feel a little bit more scared because of just how crazy the woke mob has been about openly admitting to pollsters or other people around them that they're going to vote for Trump. So I think when it comes to polls, that's one thing. But I think when you're actually sitting in the booth in secret, or when you are at home doing your mail-in ballot, again, no one's watching you, I think a lot more people are going to fill in Trump. And the reason why is because of that 66% number. Even the people in New York. No, I'm not saying New York's going to go towards Trump. That would be dishonest of me. I just don't think that's going to happen. I hope it happens, but I don't think it's going to happen. But I think in these swing districts, I think a lot more people, when it really comes to it, they're going to, I think when you go to vote, there's a little bit of that filter that kind of goes away. And you think to yourself, yeah, do I really care that Trump was convicted of something that happened 8 years ago? And it was obviously politically motivated. Like, that's what 66% of people are saying. And then they think to themselves, is my life better now than it was 4 years ago? Or was that 4 years under Trump a little better? And they think to themselves, yeah, it was way better. It just was. There's no question. There's no debate there. It was better. And I think when it comes down to it, we're going to see a significant swing towards Trump, especially in those swing states. Because of that, you're going to see black men, Latino men especially, really voting in way bigger numbers than we've ever seen for Donald Trump. Men in general are going to carry Trump. I hope women will vote for Trump too, but we're, you know, with the recent polling, I'm not sure. So again, you may not be saying anything to a pollster, but again, it's a binary choice. You're going to sit there and you're going to think, am I voting for Trump or RFK? And I put them together because a vote for RFK is a vote for Trump. Or perhaps is it with Biden? And if it's with Biden, you know, there will be people who make that decision. But I think that in a binary choice, much more people are going to end up voting for Trump when they really think about what their life has been for the last 4 years. And when they consider, again, with that poll, that most of them believe that the justice system has been weaponized against Donald Trump. Thank you so much for watching, everybody. Please go down below, comment, like, and subscribe, and watch another video.
Every dating app swipe is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Moto Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Moto Casino, the only app worth your time.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.